Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. If you're a living, breathing human being, you've had to deal with anger. Some handle it better than others, but anger has gotten the best of all of us at some time or another. And there's no easier person on the face of the earth to get angry at than your spouse. Isn't that funny? The one person who probably cares for you the most and loves you more than any other is the one person you get the most angry with. Even a publicly polite person can get angry with their spouse at the drop of a hat. It's actually not so strange when you understand the root of anger. Simply put, anger is the result of a blocked goal. Now, the first time I heard that, I thought, it can't be that simple. But the more I thought about it, I could see that it was true. For example, my wife used to sometimes burn the bottom of the biscuits. Being the genius that I am, once, in front of company, I said, "Oh, look, everybody, we got the expensive biscuits, the ones that come on their own individual black serving tray." Instantly, the room temperature dropped to 20 below zero, and I could feel the piercing of Evie's stare. Before our guest's tires left the driveway, I ran for cover, locking myself into the bathroom. "How could you say something like that?" she yelled through the door. I replied, "Are we really going to split up over biscuits?" Truth was, my wife was not really upset over the silly comment. Her blocked goal was that she be thought of as a good wife and a good cook. My comment only sealed her embarrassment and threw a spotlight on what she feared the most. No one can anger you like your spouse. Why? Because their opinion matters so much, and it can easily block your goals. The next time you or your spouse gets angry, stop and ask yourself, what goal is being blocked here? What is the root of this anger? Most of the time, you'll discover that it has little to do with what is being argued about on the surface, and you'll understand better how to resolve the real issue. Divorce decrees often cite irreconcilable differences. That's because people are too embarrassed to admit it. Reason for divorce? Biscuits. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.